Japanese.
Power.
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese class 101.
Welcome to Cantonese Class 101. I'm David.
大家好，我是 Nicole.
And I'm not Matt.
Obviously
That's
not.
That's right. I'm filling in for Matt this week, but we still have lesson 8 for you.
That's right. It's about getting the bill.
Right. So we've got a dialogue here that is between a waiter and a customer.
Yes, and it takes place in the restaurant.
And as you can guess, someone is asking for the bill.
Yeah.
So we've got the dialogue. We're going to take you to that right away.
Okay.
小姐，
有咩可以帮到你？
埋单，唔该。
好。
One more time, a bit slower.
小姐，
有咩可以帮到你？
埋单，唔该。
好。
And now with the English translation.
小姐
，Miss。
有咩可以帮到你?
Is there anything I can help you with?
埋单。唔该。
Bill, please.
好。
Okay. So our dialogues are getting a bit longer.
Just a bit, but they're still pretty easy.
Yeah.And there's one sentence in here, I'm sure you guys heard it, which is a real tongue twister.
有咩可以帮到你?
Yeah, everything else is short, and then we hit you with that. That's the one.
有咩可以帮到你? That's easy.
Yeah, well, it's going to be easy when we're done with today's lesson.
Definitely, you guys are getting better and better.
Okay, so let's get to the vocab section. We've got a lot of new words we're going to teach you today.
That's right.
Okay.
You end up using this all the time.
Okay, let's go.
And now, the vocab section.
咩?
What?
咩? 咩? 可以?
Can?
可以?可以帮
To help
帮帮有咩
Is there anything
有咩有咩睇
To watch
睇睇做
To do
做做买单
To get the bill
买单买单
Okay.The first word we want to focus on is
咩
This means what?
咩
What?
That's right. We hear this in the structure 有咩
Right. That's a simple question.
有咩
Is there any?
Right. Like 有咩问题
Is there a problem?
Or 有咩情况
Is there a situation?
That's right.
That's a bit weird. That's like, kind of like, is there a problem as well? Let's hear those two again. Is there a problem?
有咩问题?
And then, is there a situation?
Right. 有咩情况?
When do we use that last one? It's, if, is there anything going on?
Exactly.
Right?
It's very formal though.
Okay. So, most of the time we want to use the first one instead.
有咩问题?
Is there a problem? So, Nicole, what's the structure here?
You first say, 有咩, and then you add a noun after that.
Right. So, as in, is there a problem?
有咩问题?
Right. But we can also add a verb.
That's right. Like, 有咩食?
Can we hear that again?
有咩食?
Is there anything to eat?
Or 有咩飲?
Is there anything to drink?
Exactly. 有咩飲?
Okay. In our dialogue, we heard this used in a really long sentence.
Not that long. 有咩可以幫到你?
Okay. Don't get scared. We're going to look at this in more detail in the grammar section. Right now, what we need to pay attention to is this is a question.
Right, because it's got the 有咩 structure, so it's obviously a question.
Right. Can we hear it again?
Sure. 有咩可以幫到你?
Okay. Is there anything I can help you with? Now, as we said, we're going to look at that more closely in the grammar section. Before we do, we've got two more really common words to focus on.
That's right. The first one is 买单,
which means, can I have the bill?
Yeah, or to get the bill. 买单.
Check, please.
Yeah, sometimes you say, 小姐,买单.
If it's a waitress, because then you're saying, miss, can I have the check, please?
Or if it's a guy, a mister, 先生,买单.
Right, that's hello, sir, the check. Let's hear those two again. If it's a woman, we say,
小姐,买单.
And if it's a guy, we say,
先生,买单.
And if it's a man, we say,
先生,买单.
And Nicole, you've got a trick here for getting better service.
That's right. Remember, you want to call the girls, 靓女,
which means pretty girl.
Exactly. 靓女.
So let's hear that. Pretty girl, can I have the check?
靓女,买单.
One more time.
靓女,买单.
And what if it's a guy?
You call them 靓仔.
Handsome guy.
Yeah. 靓仔.
So, hey, pretty boy, can I please have the check?
靓仔,买单,唔该.
So, this is really complimentary. And you added please at the end there. So, they're going to run and get you the check ASAP.
Definitely, you get the bill faster.
Right, and you might even get a telephone number too.
Right.
Okay. With that though, let's move on to the grammar section.
Okay.
It's grammar time!
Our grammar point today is all about asking questions.
That's right. We've learned 有咩.
Right. Earlier in this podcast, we taught you to put nouns or verbs after this.
Like, 有咩問題?
Is there a problem?
Or 有咩情況?
Which is also, is there a problem? But it's
That's
more
right.
formal. And it's more like, is there a situation? Is
exactly.
something happening here?
You're panicking.
Right. So this is our first way of asking questions.
That's right. You ask 有咩?
And then you add a noun.
Like 有咩問題? 有咩情況?
Great. Our second kind of question is asking, can I or can you?
That's right. We hear this in the dialogue, 你可唔可以帮我?
Can you help me?
你可唔可以帮我?
Can you help me? Now, listen carefully to this part.
可唔可以?
Let's hear that again slowly.
可唔可以?
So this is the question bit. It's the part that makes this a question. Let's take a closer look.
That's right. 可以 means can.
Right. And we've heard
嗯
before. That means no or not.
That's right. 嗯 is the negation word.
Right. So
可唔可以?
Really means can or cannot.
That's right. 可唔可以?
Can, not, can.
Yeah.
It's how we're asking a question. So, we can use this alone. We can say,
我可唔可以?
That's, can I do something?
That's very easy. You just add the subject before 可唔可以?
Right. Let's hear that again. I can, not can.
我可唔可以?
How about you? Can you?
你可唔可以?
Can we?
我哋可唔可以
So Nicole, you are giving that to us pretty slowly. Let's do those three again at more natural speeds.
I like that okay? idea.
So how about this? Can I?
我可唔可以
Can you?
你可唔可以
Can we?
我哋可唔可以
And if it's clear from the context what you're talking about, this is all you need to say.
Exactly.
Right. However, if you need to be clearer, you can put your verb at the end.
That's right. For example, 我哋可唔可以食嘢?
Can we eat?
That's right. 我哋可唔可以食嘢?
Or if you've already eaten, you might want to ask someone out for drinks.
That's right. 我哋可唔可以飲嘢?
Can we drink?
Yeah, 飲嘢 means to drink something.
Or if you were at a restaurant, you can ask for the bill.
That's right. It's like the only thing you can do in a restaurant. 我哋可唔可以埋單?
Right. Can we get the bill?
可以。
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
If you're eating with someone and you want them to get the bill.
Then you can say, 佢哋可唔可以埋單?
Can you get the bill? I don't have any money.
你可唔可以埋單? 我冇 money.
Yeah. So you've asked the question, what answer is someone going to give you?
Probably if you say 靚女, then she'll say 可以。
Right, so we're just using the verb, we're echoing that back.
That's right, 可以。
So you're asking can not can, and they're answering can.
可以。
Of course. So this is a really polite way to ask a favor of someone.
That's right. If you add in 唔該, it will be even more politer.
Right. So if you meet someone that you like, you can ask them to have a drink with you.
That's right. Remember we learned 一齊飲嘢 in our last lesson.
Right. That's let's have a drink together.
That's right. Now you can ask a girl, 我哋可唔可以一齊飲嘢? That means shall we have a drink together?
Right. And then the answer is going to be
唔可以.
No.
Or 可以 if you call her 靚女 or...call him 靚仔, remember?
Okay.
This is the trick.
So this is very, very important in Cantonese.
Yeah.
Anyway, in review, we now know two ways to ask a question. The first is to use
有咩?
And then put a noun after it.
Like 有咩問題?
Is there a problem? Or
有咩情況?
Is there a problem?
Yeah.
Tricky. And of course, we can also put a verb there.
有咩食?
The second way we have of asking a question is to use this phrase.
可唔可以?
Can or cannot.
Right, like 我哋可唔可以埋單?
Can we get the bill?
Or your favorite sentence, 你可唔可以埋單?
Can you get the bill? So that's our lesson for today.
That's right.
So that's our lesson for today.
But before we go, we want to remind our listeners,There's a very powerful tool in our website.
Right. If you come to CantoneseClass101.com, take a look at the Premium Learning Center. You're going to see tons of stuff. You're going to see quizzes, vocabulary sections, grammar points, all of this really, really great stuff that's going to teach you the basics of Cantonese.
Yeah, you'll find them very useful.
Yeah, they are really fantastic, and they're going to help you ramp up to fluency very, very quickly. And with that said, if you have any questions about how to use the premium materials, just send us an email. You can get us at contactus@CantoneseClass101.com.
Or even easier, just leave us a comment in CantoneseClass101.com.
Right. Leave us a comment on the site. We would love to hear from you. With that, though, that's all the time we have today. I'm David.
I'm Nicole.
Thanks a lot for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
小姐，
有咩可以帮到你？
埋单，唔该。
好。